forward to the second edition. The phone rang at 5 a.m. Two dear friends were on the line. Their four-year-old was dying of a brain tumor and had been taken into the hospital. Would I come and pray? For the next couple of hours, I just stood silently in the corner of the hospital room, pleading with God as two remarkable people tried to come to terms with every parent's worst nightmare as they comforted their young son in his last days. Around 7 a.m., I got another call. This time it was Sarah, another church member who was terminally ill with cancer. She had experienced a massive seizure that morning and had been rushed into the hospital. I went down to see her in the accident and emergency ward, and after she regained consciousness, we started chatting together. Sarah was a woman of great faith who knew that she was dying. We talked of our Christian hope of a new heaven and new earth and agreed that one day we would like to do the coast of Donegal together. I treasure the memory of how keen she was to know whether I thought there would be Guinness available. She was still smiling when the hospice staff arrived to take her into their care. All the while, however, I was anxious to make two phone calls of my own. The first was to Simon. The day before, he had technically died four times before being resuscitated. That morning, he was having life-saving heart surgery in Brighton. I wanted to pray with him before he went down to the operating room. I only just caught him in time. The second call was to my grandmother, who was in the hospital and very unwell. I really wanted to get to see her, but it was a three-hour drive and I needed to explain why it was not going to be possible that day. Eventually, at about 10 a.m., I got in the car and tried to go into the office. I didn't make it. I felt overwhelmed and emotionally exhausted. There was no way I was going to be able to concentrate. So I went to the beach, sat on the shore, and watched the waves come in. Over the next 3 months, I was to bury three of those four people. Over the next 3 months, I was to sit on that beach many times. What Matt and Beth have done in this beautiful book is to provide simple yet profound advice to help prepare Christians for those beach moments. Finding God in the hard times provides the reader with the tools for lament, how to mourn in the presence of God. This book is...